ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به وأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تبارك وتعالى، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه العظيم الذي لا يأتيه الباطل بين يديه ولا من خلفه، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم تعبدون ما أعبد ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. In these ayat from the Quran, إخوان, in Surah Al-Kafirun, in these days, the days of At-Tawheed, the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, the days in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as his companion radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, used to walk through the streets of Medina and the streets of Mecca reciting the kalimat at-tawheed, la ilaha illallah. Because of what these days imply in these tremendous ayats of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thus saying to us as followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, O you disbeliever, verily I do not worship that which you worship, and you people do not worship that which we worship, nor am I going to worship that which you worship, nor are you going to worship that which I worship. To you is your religion, to you is your way of life, to you is your deen, and to me is my deen. Before explaining to you, brothers, why this surah was revealed, it's only appropriate that we shed some light on the virtues of Surah Al-Kafirun. Because unfortunately we have many Muslims who, after making hijrah from the Quran, they make what's known as al-istisghar of the small surahs of the Quran. They place little emphasis on the small surahs of the Quran. So we find many people who want to memorize the ayat and the verses of the Quran. They try to memorize Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran and these other long surahs at the expense of leaving the smaller surahs that may be easier to memorize and that are impregnated with a lot of benefits. From the virtues of this surah is that whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam wanted to pray the two rak'ahs before Salat al-Fajr, he would read, Ya ayyuhal kafirun, Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, and Qul huwa Allahu ahad. From the virtues of this surah is that our brothers now who are in Mecca, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from them and from us, and may He bring them back safely. Whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make the tawaf around the Kaaba, After making 7 circumambulations, he would pray 2 rak'ahs at the station of Ibrahim. At that time, he would read this surah, Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun, and surah, Qul Huwallahu Ahad. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained to us in an authentic hadith that's been narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. قال إني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول قل يا أيها الكافرون تعجل ربع القرآن. He said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that this surah equals a fourth of the Quran. So if you were to read the surah 4 times, Ya Abdullah, you would get the reward of reading the Quran 1 time. But don't let shaitan come to someone and trick him into making him think that all you should do is read Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun. But you should read all of the Quran. In another authentic hadith that explains the virtues of this surah, Nawfal ibn Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم إذا أخذت مضجعك من الليل فاقرأ قل يا أيها الكافرون ثم نم على خاتمتها فإنها براءة من الشرك. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if you want to go to bed at night and you get in your bed, then read قل يا أيها الكافرون and then go to sleep after that, after reading this surah, for verily it will protect you from shirk. So many of us who have problems reading the many du'a that the Prophet has taught us, this surah, which most of us should know, is a surah that should be read before you go to bed. As for the reason why this surah was reported or sent down, it came down in Mecca when the Prophet ﷺ was giving his da'wah to the Kufab Quraysh. So when the Kufab Quraysh saw that they couldn't stop al-Islam, they couldn't blow out and extinguish the light of al-Islam by persecuting the Muslims and by assassinating the Muslims and executing them, they came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to offer him a proposition. And they said to him, O Muhammad, we agree with you to stop fighting you and killing you and your people, and we agree with you to worship your ilah, your God, this Allah who you're calling to. We'll agree to do that for 1 year. We'll worship your God. In exchange for you also worshiping our God for 1 year. This is a proposition, a compromise between the Kufar Quraysh and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet, of course, refused after these ayahs were revealed. We understand, Ikhwan, from the reason why this ayah was revealed, or this surah was revealed, that the kuffar are people who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any yaqeen. They have no surety about their deen. The proof of that is that they came to him to compromise their religion. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us about them in many ayahs in the Quran when he said, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ. From the people are those who worship Allah based upon doubt. He said in another ayat, لا يزال بنيانهم الذي بنوا ريبة في قلوبهم. The structure that these people have built for themselves, this deen that they have built for themselves, has not ceased to be a cause of doubt for them. So the believer is one who is encouraged to have yaqeen in his deen. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. Verily the believers are those who believe in Allah and His Messenger, and they do not doubt after that. Some of us, Ikhwan, have come into Islam, and we're practicing al-Islam, and we're compromising our al-Islam, and we're worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with doubt. The person comes into al-Islam and he finds that there are a lot of hardships in his way. His family rejects him. The person he was dealing with before al-Islam rejects him. When he comes into al-Islam, he gets fired from the job. She has to put on a certain dress, and she's embarrassed to do so. And it's hardship after hardship after hardship. So the person starts to ask themselves, did I make the correct decision by accepting this deen? Should I start to practice Islam based upon the way I want to practice it? Taking what I want and leaving what I want? When the people accepted Islam during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Bedouin, the Arab, the people who had no understanding, they would make the hijra to Medina. And after making the hijra, if their wives gave birth to babies, and if their palm trees sent forth its vegetation and its fruit, they would say, this is a good deen. If they received a zakat from the Prophet, they said, this is a good deen. I'm going to stay in Al-Islam. But if they came to Medina, and they became sick, or their wives lost their babies, or their date palm trees didn't give out its fruit, they said, this is the evil deen that Muhammad has brought. This is not the truth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals on them His saying, فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُمْ خَيْرٍ أَطْمَئِنَّ بِهِ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُمْ فِتْنَةٍ انْقَلَبَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ خَسِرَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. If good comes to them, they are happy with it and satisfied. And if evil comes to them, they turn back on their heel. They go back on their deen. Allah says, verily this person has lost in the dunya and in the hereafter. So you, Akhi Abdullah, you need to understand that in living in this society that is opposed to the kalima of La ilaha illallah, you need to understand that if you want to compromise your deen, there are two things that you need to remember all the time. The first one is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained to you in detail what is going to be the opinion of these kuffar towards the believer. He has not left that issue unaddressed for you. And He says in the Quran, وَلَنْ تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَنْ نَصَارَ حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. The Jews and the Christians will not be pleased with you until you follow their religion, until you follow their way of life. When you work for them, they insist that you follow their way of life. So they order you to leave your Islamic identity. They will not be pleased with you. And then unfortunately, those of us from experience who have compromised our Islam to appease the kuffar, they will be able to tell you from first-hand experience that after compromising your deen, the kuffar cheat you. They do not take care of the promises that they make for you. As Allah said about them in the Quran, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اِتَّبِعُوا سَبِيلَنَا وَلِنَحْمِلْ خَطَايَاكُمْ وَمَا هُمْ بِحَامِلِينَ. And those who disbelieve say to those who believe, come and follow our way, and then we'll carry your responsibility. We'll take care of you. Allah says, verily they're not going to carry their responsibility. So understand, ya akhi, that the kuffar will never, ever, ever be satisfied with you until you leave your Islam. Until you begin to compromise your Islam. The second point, and it's more important than that, is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When He said in Surah Al-Isra, in ayah number 48, وَإِن كَادُوا لِيَفْتِنُونَكَ أَنَا الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ لِتَفْتَرِيَ عَلَيْنَا غَيْرُهُ وَإِذًا لَاتَّخَذُوكَ خَلِيلًا وَلَوْلَا أَن ثَبَّتْنَاكَ لَكِدْتَ أَن تَرْكَنَا إِلَيْهِمْ شَيْئًا قَلِيلًا إِذًا لَأَذَقْنَاكَ دِعْفًا فِي حَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَدِعْفًا فِي الْآخِرَةِ دِعْفَ الْحَيَاةِ وَدِعْفَ الْمَمَاتِ ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدْ لَكَ عِنْدَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدْ لَكَ عَلَيْنَا نَصِيرًا. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told the Prophet, It may be that these people almost, O Muhammad, they almost made a fitna for you to change that which we revealed to you, so that you can make up something other than what we sent. And had you done so, they would have been your friends. But had it not been for the fact that we established you, had it not been for the fact that we established you, you would have went to them and taken a little bit of what they wanted you to do. And had you done that, verily we would have gave you a double punishment in this life and in the next life. And you would have never found with them any helpers against Allah. So the Prophet ﷺ, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him concerning his wanting to lean towards the kuffar a little bit and what they were saying to him. And we know that the Messenger of Allah was the most beloved person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what about you and what about me? With that being the case, ikhwan, in these days of Tawheed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed many of us in that this Eid is going to fall on the Sunday, inshaAllah. So therefore, none of us are going to have to compromise our religion by leaving off the Eid. Everyone is afforded the opportunity to come out and to participate in the Eid with the Muslim. This is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But after this Eid, what is going to be our case? What is going to be our situation? When are we as people and as an ummah going to begin to establish our Islam? When are we going to begin to make a statement that we are going to be a people who do not compromise our Islam? With that, I give a special nasiha and consideration to the idara of this masjid, to the people who are responsible for this masjid. When we read the Quran, brothers from the shura, brothers who have assumed responsibility for this masjid, when we read the Quran and the sunnah, it becomes very, very clear to us that the only Islam that's going to be accepted, the only Islam that is the haq, is the Islam of the Sahaba. Understanding the Islam the way they understood and practiced. So when we read the Quran, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَإِنْ آمِنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتَ بِهِ فَقَدْ اهْتَدَوْا. Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if these people believe the way you believe, you and your companions, verily they are rightly guided. If these people believe the way you believe, Muhammad, they are rightly guided. Allah tells us in another ayat of the Quran, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقَ الرَّسُولُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيِّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُسْلِهِ جَهَنَّمْ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. And whoever goes against the Prophet, whoever opposes the Prophet after the proof has been proven to him, and he follows other than the way of the believer, we will cause him to enter into the hellfire, and we will turn him to that which he wants. And what an evil abode that is. When Allah revealed this ayah, and he described the believers in this ayah as believers, when it came down to the companions, they were the believers. So when you follow other than the way of the companions, you are going to be, as Allah said in this ayah. So the nasiha to the brothers from the shura, because we find that the siyasiyun of the Muslims, the politicians of the Muslims, are looking at this masjid and at this place as if it's a plate of food, everyone trying to come against it. We say to you, brothers, as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the understanding that the way of the Sahabas is the correct way, don't compromise your deen. Don't compromise with what these people want you to do. Because numbers are never important in al-Islam. Money is not important in al-Islam. Whether we get the victory or not, that's with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your job is just to take the sirat and to go on the sirat. Whether you arrive or not, Allahu alam, that's not your responsibility. Your job is just to teach the people of Islam. So don't be tricked, ikhwan, into this nice speech of the people. And what the people are trying to offer you, the carrots that they put in our faces. Let us be a people who remain in control of our own destiny. If we mess up, let it be because we messed up. But let us not let another people come in from outside and mess up the program for us. This is a ni'mah that we have, so let's maintain it. That's to the shura. As for the regular brothers who are participating here, this Masjid Ikhwan is not being run by monies that come from the sama. We do not have rich people here. And it's a sad case that we come day in and day out, week in and week out, and we don't support the effort. £1, you can't afford, Ya Abdullah. £5, you can't afford. We ask the people. The people want to participate in the efforts of the indigenous brothers here to participate by helping us financially. And if you can't do that, then help the situation by being quiet and stand to the side. As for creating more problems and more confusion, we don't need this problem. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Kareem wa thabbatana Allahu jami'a ala sirati al-mustaqim. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى التوفيق والسداد. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين وصلوات الله وسلامه على نبينا الكريم. أما بعد, today إخوان, in coming to the masjid to give this khutbah, when we stopped in front of the masjid in order to come into the masjid, we were saddened by the sight of a Muslima walking down the street with no hijab on or anything. When we first saw her, we had no idea that this person was a Muslima. And because of what she did, we're not going to put her outside of Islam. But it was a sad sight to see the Muslimat walking down the masjid looking like the kuffar women look. And when she got to the front of the masjid before going in, she wore a scarf on her head. Upon seeing that, we said to ourselves, SubhanAllah, what is wrong with some of the Muslims who allow their women folk to walk out the houses like that? What is wrong with some of the women? And what is wrong with some of the men? How are you, akhi, going to allow your wife or your sister or your daughter to walk out of the house in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made haram for her? And maybe the sister's not married. Maybe she's like us, accepted Islam. So we say it's still a sad situation, because why is it that our sisters feel a need to hide their al-Islam? Is it the kuffar that they are afraid of? Is it the kuffar that they are trying to please? If that's the case, then know for a surety, first of all, this is a form of shirk and kufr. To be afraid of the sons and the daughters of Adam when they make you do things that's haram. And we're not pointing this person out because no one knows who she is except herself. We're not pointing her out so as to make her look bad in the sight of the community. Now, if the person changes his al-Islam and his behavior for the kuffar, he needs to know that this is a form of shirk and kufr. And he has some doubt in his al-Islam. Wallahi, this happened. So the call, again, ikhwan, is a reiteration of what we already said. If it's the kuffar that you are worshipping and that you are afraid of, then know for surety you're going to lose in this life and the next life. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives us many descriptions about the abilities of the human being collectively. For an example, he says in the Quran, Ya ayyuha an-nas, duriba mathalun fastami'u lahu. Inna alladhina tad'una min dunillahi لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. وَإِنْ يَسْلَبْهُمُ الذُّبَابَ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُهُ مِهِ ضَعِفَ الطَّالِقُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ. Oh mankind, oh you people are similar to what has been given to you, so listen to it. Verily those who you call on other than Allah, verily those who you fear other than Allah, they cannot create a fly. Even if they were to come together for the purpose, all of the jinn, all of the mankind, even if they were to come together for the purpose, they couldn't create a fly. And if the fly was to snatch something from them, never would they be able to take it back from the fly. They are weak, and the fly is weak. So we say to our Muslim brothers and sisters, the children of Adam are not in a position to harm you or to benefit you except with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already decreed for you. And if He decreed it for you, it's not going to miss you. And if He didn't decree it for you, it's not going to hit you. So brothers in Islam, let each and everyone take responsibility for those people who Allah has made him responsible for, his wives and his children. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us good in this life and good in the next life, and to make us of those people who are repentant and those people who are true in word and in deed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the courage to be men to stand up, to practice this deen, to call to this deen, to defend this deen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq, to put us on the siratul mustaqeem, to have us to understand Islam and to practice it the way Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali understood and practiced. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us and from you. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم.